Hi, welcome back to another episode of Trade Mastermind Trade Secrets. It's just JV today. I'm riding solo on this week's podcast. And we've got a new show format for you, which I'm really excited to deliver. I want to make sure that you guys get familiar, you have structure, and you start to look forward to the segments that we're going to be delivering. And this show is just all about you guys and about delivering value to each and every one of you that watches. So you'll see from the new format that I've introduced a lot at the back end that gets you to dial in, ask questions, maybe come down to the studio. And we're going to be talking about a variety of different things that's going to help you to grow your business to the next level. So I want to give you some Trade Mastermind updates, let you know where we're at. And I'm going to start the show each week, every week with what we're up to so you can get it straight from the CEO. Having the opportunity to communicate the vision, the ambition, the journey, the detail with our audience is absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, getting so close to each and every one of you is not what many CEOs get to do in many sectors. So I'm blessed and privileged to be able to have the opportunity. And hopefully from your side, you guys get to enjoy the journey as well, because you're hearing it from the horse's mouth, as it were, and you're seeing what's going down. So very, very exciting for all of us, okay, as we go through this process. So the big thing on the horizon for Trade Mastermind is a brand new website. It should be going live very, very soon. And a website in business is your shop window. It's your opportunity to share to your customers, your competitors, the world, what it is that you are doing. And a website is a conversion tool. It should help you to get sales. And if your business, your website isn't getting you leads, if it isn't making you sales, if it isn't creating new opportunities, then you're missing a trick. And you've got to get digital marketing services like SEO, like pay-per-click, the two elements that create traffic. And in business, in marketing specifically, it's about traffic. And we send traffic to a landing page to get that landing page to convert. And SEO is long-term play, and pay-per-click is direct paid advertising. So that will give you an understanding of the two. But our new website is going to be fully updated. Okay, it's going to be fully informative about all of the products and services that we offer. It's going to look good. It's going to feel good. And hopefully it's going to help you guys to give you a source of information if you're not already a Trade Mastermind customer about what we do. I'm very excited to be launching the Trade Mastermind Club, but don't tell anyone. I'm not meant to be telling you this right now. But the Trade Mastermind Club is coming out, and it's an app where we're building a community of trade and construction businesses, not just doing the service part, but the businesses that sell services to the trades can have a great opportunity to connect. You can build your profile, you can build your brand, okay, you can build your connections, and you can advertise your products and services within our community. I'm very excited about that one. And that's gonna be coming out very soon. I'm gonna give you more updates on that as the weeks go on. Okay, let's jump into some cool content. There's some really good stuff happening in the construction industry, and the innovation of the week, okay, the hot stuff that's happening. I'm going to talk to you about solar panel innovation. Now, the researchers told us that the production line when it comes to solar has advanced insanely. Now, they're testing thousands of panels a day, 10,000 panels a day right now, and the different technologies that make that happen. The cost of production has gone through the floor, meaning what they sell it for is going to come down. And if it comes down, it means that you're going to be able to charge less, but still get the same margins to your customers, meaning you're going to be more competitive. So you want to be working with the innovative solar manufacturers to drive the growth of your organization and give you something else to stand out from the crowd. The cost of reduction coming down is great news for the sector, and it just means that the technology is advancing rapidly. And what I'm looking forward to is teaching businesses how to take that technology that's out there right now, that ever-growing mass market of solar installations that's coming, and teaching the electrical businesses how to move into this market. And if you're in other trade businesses and you're doing a trade that doesn't really have a good operating model, then come and learn solar, because solar is easy to do. You don't need to be a electrician to build a solar business. You just need to build a business and hire electricians to do the sign-off, okay? It's only one small part of the the business. Now, the way that we're going to be able to help you to do this is by coming to the seven-figure solo business builder, and we're going to teach you how to scale and build and teach you all about the technologies and the leads and the sales. There'll be a link that is in the bio that you can go and register to, and there'll be a little bit that pops up on this podcast to teach you about what we do on them seven-figure solar discovery day. Success story of the week. This is going to be a new segment of the show. This is called Success Story of the Week. And we're going to be dialing in live or inviting in one of the Trade Mastermind customers that's absolutely smashing it. Now, this is going to be a tough pick because they're all absolutely smashing it. But it's going to bring the trades businesses to us directly to show you what they've been up to. So if you want to be on this and you're an existing customer watching, okay, make sure you let us know. And if you are a potential customer watching and you want to come and sit with me, you got to join up TM, get results, and then you might be lucky enough to get an invite to be here. Okay, so this is my next section. This bit I'm really looking forward to. It's called Ask JV, where I get an opportunity to share my wealth of knowledge about building businesses directly with you. So we're going to give you a shout out. We'll pop your name up on the screen. And if your question gets picked, we might invite you down to do some other cool stuff with us. So make sure you get the questions in. It's going to be in social media posts. It's going to be on stories. It's going to be, you know, for a variety of channels. So, you know, we will see them. We will analyze them and we will pick them. Now, we've got some great questions to kick off this segment. Question number one is from Richard. He says, "Hi, Joseph, how can I motivate my team to be more enthusiastic while making sales?" Now, passion and enthusiasm sell. There's no doubt about it. Now, if you're in sales, you're usually doing it because you want to make money, okay? You want to help people, but you want to make money. So there's nothing more enthusiastic than needing to put food on the table. There's nothing more enthusiastic than wanting to do great things. So I like to get my salespeople to understand and get motivated about what that sale is going to do for them. They got to start seeing that each close, each commission check can put them one step closer to a completely different life, or to solve a problem that they might have. If you just make it about making the sale, okay, and just making money without an associated why, like anything in life, if you don't have a why would you be motivated? You know, we're always looking for those whys, aren't we? So sales is a numbers game, okay? Sales is about an outcome. Sales is about a solution, and sales is about a commission check. So make sure you've got great targets for your salespeople and make sure they understand what's in it at the end of the sale, and then that should drive them to close deals. Great question, and well done, Richard. "Hello, Joseph. I'm looking at hiring my first engineer," says Steve. "Should I supply them with tools or should I expect them to have their own?" Fantastic question, Steve. So it depends on the type of model that you are running, but at the beginning, if you're struggling and you haven't got the money to get a van or get the tools, then find someone that's got both and do a deal with them to use their own, okay? It might be as a consequence of them getting the job that you've got to have your own van and you have your own tools. That's an okay ask. It's a fair ask. But if you grow your business and you start doing well, then you might want to provide and pay for the tools, you know? And if you're looking for the high caliber engineers, they're probably not going to bring their own unless they're a subbie. But if you want them full-time employed, then you're probably going to need to provide. So if you have subbies, they'll probably bring their own, or they will need to bring their own. And if they're employed, then you need to provide them, really. I've had some people employed that have used their own kit. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that in the past. But, you know, you want to have a good reputation and you want to give people a good reason to come, and providing them with tools and fans and all of that stuff is a big deal closer for many. Okay, next, Jeremy, great question here. He says, "Greetings, Mr. Valente. I have a customer who's enthusiastic about a product and seemed to be really interested, but won't actually commit or is taking ages to decide on the service. How do I close the deal with these kind of people?" From Jeremy. Okay, good. So basically, if customers can't decide, it's usually because they don't have a big enough incentive. So I like to incentivize our customers to make a decision. And that means give them a great deal, give them a great offer. And it doesn't mean always about reducing the price. In fact, I never reduce prices. Yeah, we sell on increased value. So how do you do that? You do that by stacking the value. So, you know, if it's a bathroom, it could be you upgrade, you know, the product, a discount. Or if it's a boiler, it could be that you give some free servicing. If it's a solar panel, you might, you know, supply two extra panels with every eight that they get. So something like that that's going to motivate them. And really, people will only make a decision if you make the offer time sensitive. You know, let's look at DFS. You know, we all know DFS, and their deals finish on Sunday. That's what DFS stands for. And, you know, they make it about urgency and scarcity, and they give you an offer, but you've got to make the decision before the end of the week, or that product line and that deal is gone. So that's how you want to frame it up to your customers. You've got to have a sales and marketing strategy to drive incentives for people to buy. Okay, Tyrell, I'm looking at quitting my job to start my own business. Would your courses be good for someone who hasn't started their own business yet? Great question, Tyrell. And at the moment, they're targeted more at businesses, okay? But the fact is, many of the businesses have just started, or they're very early on in their journey. Even if they've been doing it for 10 years, they're still basically just self-employed, working for a pay packet, but not under the employment banner. So it definitely is suitable. And we are working on our Tradesman Academy, which will help people quit their jobs to start up a business. But sounds like you could jump straight into what we're doing and very quickly, you know, start getting results for you and your organization. Chris says, so here's a great question from Chris. What's the best way for someone who has a successful construction business but can't seem to get it above seven figures? So what you've got to do, Chris, is you've got to get scale. And you do that by driving sales. So what most people would do is they get a business and they are the ones that start doing the sales, win the contract, do the quotes, yeah, close the deals. But if you want to grow your business and you're doing, let's say, 250 grand, now you'll probably hit your ceiling on how much you can quote and deliver. So what you've got to do is get surveyors and salespeople to come in and do it for you. So each salesperson, let's say they can sell 250 grand a year for your business, then you need to go and find four salespeople to be able to make that happen. So I would start by growing salespeople, hiring salespeople, and building sales teams. That's where scale comes from. So that's the solution in construction. It's more surveyors, more salespeople. And you know, I've hired many hundreds of salespeople over the years. So what you've got to do is you've got to follow a blueprint. And that's why maybe you should come down to our seven-figure construction business builder day. There's going to be a link for that in the comments, but that's going to teach you how to grow your sales and eventually build out your sales teams. Right, one final question on the Ask the JV section. James has come up with a fantastic question. And that is, if a customer asks you to break down a quote, how do you deal with it? Well, in actual fact, James, I used to say, and our business used to say, and our salespeople used to say, is we give a fixed price quote. We don't break it down. That's the price. Yeah. There is no breakdown of labor, material. We don't have time to mess about doing that. And all they're trying to do is trying to understand, like, if this is the price, this is the price. I don't go and buy a carton of milk and go to the kiosk and say, listen, how much was the bottle? How much was the milk? How much did it take to put the label on it? So why on earth do people think they can ask that question as a breakdown? I do not know. It's kind of the question people ask because they know what they're getting with a pint of milk. And when they're buying a trade job, they feel like they're always under, you know, this banner of being ripped off. And it's just not the case. So those types of customers have got trouble written all over them in most cases. So I'd stay away from them. And I'd just go back with what I said. And listen, we've provided a fixed quote and that's that. All right, great. Well, hopefully you enjoyed today's podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We did a fantastic Ask JV Q&A there, and I want to get some more questions for next week. You can ask your questions in the comments below. I will pick them up. Ask your questions on our social media. We will pick them up. And make sure that you come to one of our discovery days if you want to grow your trades business. And if you're an existing customer and you're smashing it with us, make sure you let the team know. And you could be sat here next to me or dialing in, doing one of the segments that we are going to be covering, which is the winners of success stories, which is the winners of Trade Mastermind.
Thank you for listening to the Trade Mastermind Trade Secrets podcast. If you want to find out how Trade Mastermind can help you further, head to our website, trademastermind.co.uk, And don't forget to like and subscribe. Don't stop till we're legends.